Before Martin Lawrence's Shanae or Tyler Perry's Madea, this sassy character set the cross-dressing funny bar awfully high.
My name is Geraldine Jones, and I'm the fashion expert representing the working girls of America. Hello, working girls.
That's right, Geraldine Jones, played by the late comedian Flip Wilson, was one of many characters from his award-winning television series, The Flip Wilson Show. The show catapulted Flip to the top, making him one of the first African Americans to have a hit network variety show. Known for its innovative format, a simple round stage, hilarious sketch comedy, and top guests like Red Fox and Bill Cosby, The Flip Wilson Show kept America laughing from 1970 to 1974. Now, popular episodes from the series are featured in a DVD box set called The Best of The Flip Wilson Show. I recently sat down with the series producer, Bob Henry, who says Flip's childhood influenced his crossover success.
His background was kind of unique in this regard. His mother had 12 children. I've heard various figures. And she took off. And Flip ended up working or living with his father in New Jersey. His father was a custodian of a building in a white area. So he went to essentially a pro or all-white school. And they loved him. Everybody loved him. And so they would bail him out when necessary for lunch money. So he was so comfortable in a white milieu. That's a million-dollar word, whatever that means. But he was very comfortable crossing over that it helped him career-wise.
Well, let's flip the script on that and talk about how blacks saw him with characters like Reverend Leroy and Geraldine, the cross-dressing, big-bosomed, kind of stereotypical,
right?
You know, character.
Right, right. He didn't do like, if I may mention his name, Milton Berle, who worked in drag, and that's a derogatory term meaning a guy who's working as a woman and he'd come out with big boobs and things like that. That was Milton's caricature of a woman, any woman. But Flip was too knowledgeable, too sensitive, too aware that you don't do things like that. So, and he also had great legs.
Why don't I call the square dance?
Now, what do you know about calling square dance?
Honey, I dance with a lot of squares.
I bet you don't even know what a promenade is.
I may not know anything about a promenade, but I got lemonade covered.
Let's talk for a moment about something else that was innovative about the Flip Wilson Show, and that was the set. It was in the round, which made for a really interesting challenge, I would imagine, just to shoot it. Three cameras?
Maybe four.
Yeah, look at your face. You should see. I wish people could see your face right now. You're smiling. You're right back there, aren't you?
The smiling is because, God bless you, it was my idea to
was
put it
really?
In the round. Flip was short of stature, and he had a kind of a gentility, whereas somebody like Bob Hope, who was tall and was sort of rugged in his humor, so Bob could work in a set that looked like an office with real desks, real windows, but Flip would have been overwhelmed if you put walls behind him. My theory then, and since even without Flip Wilson, is to let his talent flow.
Well, he certainly liked to run across the stage. He ran all over that stage.
You bet.
And danced all over it, and he used every bit of that apron that was available to him.
God bless you again. You remember.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You've got a great memory.
I watched that show quite a bit. Let's talk about the DVD collection. So that's out now.
Naturally, I'm going to be as candid as I can. If someone had asked me to suggest which four shows would you recommend, honest to God, I would have picked these same four shows. The guests that were on them, the quality and everything.
We didn't talk about this. The end of the show. What happened to bring it to an end, and talk about your relationship with Flip up to the time of his death?
Oh, very sad. Very, very tragically sad. He kind of lost himself. He was at sixes and sevens. He had all the money in the world now, having been a star for that many years. And toward the end, he was both lonesome, sometimes to the point, I never thought I'd be saying this anyplace, to the point of tears. And then he got hit with cancer. And it should never have happened. You know, nobody should get cancer. But it should not have happened to Flip. He deserved better in life.
Let me take you back, because we didn't really get it. I didn't get it clear from you, and I want to make sure that I am clear on this.
Please, yes.
How did the show come to an end? Did the time just pass it?
He was managed by a man named Monty Kay, who was with him for many, many years. And he said, you know, NBC is not picking him up for a sixth year. I said, oh, how come? He says, well, they feel it's run its course. Not too unusual with stars and things. You know, some people with variety shows like Carol Burnett, Ed Sullivan, with that kind of a variety show lasted, but they were not Flip Wilson, who was a gifted performer.
Well, Bob Henry, I want to thank you very much. I'm sure that Flip Wilson is looking down from the church of what's happening now.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
I would like to think so.
That was Bob Henry, producer of The Flip Wilson Show.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Truly wonderful. Mm-hmm. Please see you, gentlemen. Yeah.